SQL Server 2008 introduces a parallel query processing enhancement called few outer rows. And this improvement makes sure that you get a thread for each row in a parallel nested loop join, each outer row, that is, of the parallel nested loop join. And this is quite a big improvement compared with SQL Server 2005 for the following reason. A very typical scenario where you're joining a small table to a very big table and you want that to run fast is when you're joining the date dimension table to a fact table in a data warehouse. So one problem that we saw in SQL Server 2005 is that typically consecutive days in the date table are clustered together on the same page. So for example, a single page might have an entire month worth of rows, and SQL Server 2005 has a block-oriented nested loop join strategy, which gives one thread to each outer page of rows. And that tends to work fine when the outer side of nested loop join has a large number of pages, but when the number of pages is very small and you're operating on a parallel machine, that can cause parallel query processing performance problems. So in SQL Server 2008, you'll see that this problem is fixed. So I'm going to go ahead and execute this query. So you see it finished very quickly, and every single core on the machine was doing useful work. Now, if we take a look at the query execution plan, we'll see something interesting. I'm going to go over to the far right here. So this is where the heavy lifting is done for this query. We're joining the date dimension to the fact table. Now, this here is a exchange operator. And what that does is it has the effect of guaranteeing that each row that comes out of this particular operator is handled by a different thread. So that makes sure that we're processing these on different threads and gives us a nice even distribution of the work. On SQL Server 2005, since this query pulls out only the rows for a specific month, you know, August 2002, all those rows are probably going to be on the same page or at most maybe two pages. So typically you would see only one thread doing all the work. So let me run it again. You'll see that every single core is doing useful work for this query. And to see what it would look like in SQL Server 2005, assuming that all of those rows were on the same page, I'll just say option max DOP 1. It takes quite a bit longer. And you'll see that all the work, or nearly all the work, was done by a single core. So the few outer rows parallelism improvement in SQL Server 2008 is another feature that you get essentially for free. You don't have to change your application at all, but your queries will run faster on parallel machines.